Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And this week, you asked us, what can I do to feel more motivated? Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing today?
Maybe. Thank you, Rick. It's great to be back with you two gurus of good news and our invisible audience. As those of you who have worked with me or know me, I don't just talk about my new mindfulness app, Pathfinder's Quest. I use it all the time. And the more I do, the more my non-conscious mind, Pathfinder, is able to sync my actions with what's going on and provide me with a feeling of flow. And so it happened that I got ahead of myself and working on scripts for the Road Ahead Cafe and found myself working on this week's segment last week. Now, why is that significant? Because last week I was dealing with motivation in my own life. And in researching this segment, I leveled up my experience. Nothing by mischance. So I'll be back in a moment to share that with you.
Rick? Thank you, Peter. Frank, what about you?
Yes, how can I feel more motivated? It's an interesting question. Looking at the Latin root word, it's movere, which means to move. In business, motivation is often seen as a process of making employees to act in a desired manner to achieve organizational goals. Words related to motivation are stimulating, inspiring, inducing, and challenging. Over time, I have discovered that motivation can mean different things depending on the situation, the context, and the mindset. Are you in for something new? Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frank. So here's what I'll be sharing today. Motivation, it's an inside job. Find your inner challenger. Why service provides all the motivation you'll need. And I'm going to tell a story about commission sales and healthy competition. All right, Peter, want to go a little deeper?
Okay, thanks, Rick. So I've been working on my new book, right, for some time now, and not really making much progress on it. In fact, they haven't made much progress because they haven't been working on it. It just seems that there are too many things to do each day and not enough day to get them done. Now, consciously, I hadn't really crystallized this as a problem to work on, but that doesn't matter. The whole point of Pathfinder's Quest is to have your conditioned brain automatically connect with your non-conscious mind, even without you realizing that there is a problem. Because when it does that, things flow for you. So with Pathfinder's guidance, my attention was hooked on an ad on Facebook for a Lord of the Rings virtual challenge. It's a way of motivating you to exercise. You walk, you jog, you bicycle, whatever. You log your mileage in on their app. And that translates in, they have a little map of Middle Earth, of you traveling through Middle Earth on the same journey that the protagonists in the books took. And when you complete the journey, you get a beautiful Lord of the Rings themed medal and a ribbon. And then you've completed your virtual quest and you've exercised. So I thought, well, I'd really like that medal. It's really cool. And I walk a lot where I work in the hardware store part-time, so I could do this. But as I thought about it, I thought, yeah, but I walk anyway. And do I really need motivation for doing something I do anyway? And that's when I thought about using it to devote my time to writing my book. It's designed, of course, for distance type exercises, although they have a conversion for people who do stationary exercises like yoga. But for myself, I know from walking that I can do a mile in 15 minutes. So for each 15 minutes I spend focused on writing and working on my book, I would log 1 mile on the journey. So I downloaded the app and I am on my way. Serendipitously, at the same time as starting this motivational method, I began researching and working on this segment about motivation. Cool, right? Now, a quick disclaimer here. I love this virtual challenge app. It works well for me, but I'm not trying to convince you or anyone else to use it. You do what works for you. The whole point is that for me and my personality, Pathfinder found exactly what would work for me. And that's how Pathfinder works. That's why I don't tell anybody how to change their life or improve their life. I just tell them, ask Pathfinder, ask your own non-conscious mind, who knows you better. But here are six ways you can increase your motivation. Ask the Pathfinder's question, because no one knows you better, what will best motivate you. No one knows that better than yourself. I told some folk about the virtual challenge, and I could tell by their eyes glazing over that it wasn't really something that excited them. The protocol for Pathfinder's question, and also a link to free tech support, by the way, can be found at petermfellows.com. Secondly, use third-person self-talk. Research has found that when basketball players said encouraging words to themselves, they ended up passing the ball faster. They also discovered that talking to themselves as if they were talking to another person, you've got this, rather than I've got this, was more effective and caused the athlete to perform better. And we use that finding in Pathfinder's Quest by acting as if our brain was a separate person, Dobby. I call him Dobby. Third, focus on the benefits to others. Adam Grant says that if you focus upon how your work benefits other people, that will motivate you more. And we use this finding in Pathfinder's Quest by focusing on helping and healing Dobby, your brain, as if it was another person. And if Dobby lacks motivation to accomplish a goal, we'd ask, how would accomplishing that goal, Dobby, benefit others? Very useful. Four, have Dobby argue your case. Sometimes you need to be motivated for something that doesn't obviously benefit someone else. Say, for example, you wanted to go to Zumba twice a week. It doesn't really motivate, you know, there's nothing it does to help other people. But you can ask yourself, Dobby, why do you want to do this anyway? And then you see what reasons your brain comes up with, yourself comes up with, and you let your brain argue for the importance of it. That way there's no resistance. It's like they're arguing your case for you. So you can use the same thing, by the way, when another person asks you for help with motivation. Don't list the reasons why they should do something. Ask them, what do you want to bother for? Why do you even want to do this? They'll convince themselves. Five, get a coach or a community to support you. Research by Hetherington found that having someone in your corner, a coach or a community of like-minded and supportive people, makes it all the more likely that you'll find the motivation needed to make major life challenges. And that's why for Pathfinder's Quest, we have personal Zoom coaching sessions with myself or an online free-range type of thing, community peer coaching type of thing. Six, put your money on the line. Research found that fear of losing is very motivational. So if you give a friend $100 to hold with the stipulation that if you don't compete, whatever it is you want to do by a certain date, you don't get that money back. And you can up this even further. You can really level this up by saying, if I fail to do the thing that I plan to do in the time that I do it, I don't just get the money back. I want you to donate that money to a political party I hate. I don't support them. And that way, you really want to make sure you accomplish your goal. In the specific virtual challenge that I'm doing, the entry fee for this particular one is $49. So if I don't complete it, I lose the money. Although they do let you change your deadline if you need to do this. Lastly, I'd say, track your progress. Seeing progress is very motivating. With Pathfinder's Quest, we measure the outcome using the protocol. Now, some people say with mindfulness, have no expectations. Do not judge what happens. But we say, hey, what's the point of doing something if you don't know if it's working? So mark those milestones. In the virtual challenge I'm doing, some milestones earn you a postcard. It's very nice. Part of the story tells you what's going on. Other milestones triggered the planting of a tree, which is cool. I've already gone far enough that they planted a tree in my name. See, I'm saving the world already, and I haven't even finished the thing. And then, of course, at the end, you get the really cool medal. With the Pathfinder's Quest, when you see a positive outcome, Congratulate Dobby. Research shows that when the brain perceives a new behavior as important and rewarding, it's likely to be more imprinted on their neural pathway. And that's what I've got for you today.
Wow. Rick? Great stuff, Peter. We love the checklists. Frank, how about you? What do you got?
I don't have 6 points, but something else. As a college lecturer and tutor, I find that motivation is for many students an issue, and for some of them, a very, very big issue. A student's life is challenging, and you easily can be distracted from your main focus to get a college degree. Parties, dating, drinking too much are just a few examples, and haven't we done that all? Yes, I have. Besides teaching, I'm also a student career development officer, assisting students to improve their college performance and personal well-being. Research shows that motivation and study success are closely related, and that motivation has to do with knowing and the feeling that when you get your degree, you will have a greater professional career waiting for you than without one. Being motivated as a student means, quite simply, keep your eyes on the prize. As a business coach and change facilitator, I find that motivation has to do with job satisfaction, with what you earn, of course, your career perspectives, and, very important, your work-life balance, to mention just a few things. You can ask yourself, are you truly happy with the work you do, with the organization you're working for? And how do you rate your work-life balance on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 representing not at all and 10 excellent? Just do this exercise and you might be surprised what your answers might be. And as an energy healer, the question of how I can feel more motivated is often referring to an energy flow blockage. You want something or you don't want something, and somehow you put a mental, emotional pressure on it. Your ego, or Dobby, as Peter says, who wants to control and protect you, gets in the way and lets life energy stop feeling freely flowing through your body. Your ego creates all kinds of assumptions about who you are, and these assumptions can turn into a judgmental attitude towards yourself and others. This process is not helping you to feel better or motivated, does it? Looking again at the definition and the words related to motivation, stimulating, inspiring, inducing, and challenging, I've discovered that motivation can also be coercive, a coercive way to get you to behave in a certain way. Yeah. Laws can do that, depending upon how you look at them. But people certainly can do that to each other. Motivations come from outside, and to manage and management consultant Lance Secretan says it's bribery, manipulation, and control. Quite a statement, but is it false? Just ponder on it. Go with the flow might be an effective way to help you to feel more motivated. Don't bother so much what is happening, I can remember my mother said. Go your own way. Well, I did it, and sometimes she didn't like it that much. But anyway, it's easier said than done, isn't it? Yes, it is. What helps me to go with the flow is to link motivation with inspiration. Oh. When we look closely at the word inspired, we see two words, in and spirit. The word means in spirit. This implies that when you are inspired by something, you are living in the line with your spirit. And your spirit is much more than your egoic self. Inspired motivation. That's how I look upon it. Suddenly, you understand everything and are moved forward by an invisible force. Suddenly, you have a new idea, which you want to implement with zest and energy. You simply love it. In business, it's called innovation. Interesting. Inspired motivation makes you joyful. And joy is a perfect way to unblock your energy and heal yourself, for instance. My question to you is, what truly inspires you today that motivates you to move forward with a big, genuine smile? Rick, what are your ideas about motivation?
Wow. Great stuff, Frank. Thank you.
Thanks.
So what I want to share is that we all have an inner challenger. It's that voice inside that says, get out of bed, Rick. or in my case, go to bed, Rick. And it's a spark that lights our fire each day. And I remember looking back, I was thinking about all the different phases of motivation in my life. And first, my dad, no matter what he told me to do, I was motivated. I was motivated by enthusiasm, fear, respect, total domination. Whatever he said, I did it. So whatever that chemistry that we had was, he could motivate me. He also knew how to get me, pumped up and fired up. And then after he was gone, I actually had a boss named Al Kirshner, who was, you know, very motivational. And he used to tell stories and tell stories in his own life and then kind of attribute them to what he wanted me to do. And he was a great role model. And oddly enough, he looked a lot like my dad. So after my dad had passed, this guy kind of took his place, not only visually, but also in the way he motivated me. And that was my first sales job. So he used to ask me questions about my conversations with customers and prospects, and he really got me excited. So he found something inside me and he found a way to tap into that. And then when I played games, I remember in my dad's auto body shop as a kid, I would grab a washer and there was a drain in the floor. And while the men were working, between me cleaning up, I would try to throw this washer into the drain. And I would just sit there for hours, and it motivated me. So I used games, and then baseball. I was motivated by being better as a player, then racquetball as a young adult, and then family responsibilities. I became someone who wanted to be there for my wife and my children and my family members. And now service to others has become my great motivator. So I think that if you're looking for some inner motivation, if you're listening or watching, and you can't find that spark, try serving others. I found that in my Master Networks community, I'm in leadership and I really feel a responsibility and a motivation to serve others, to show up, to be there, to be that person who does things that other people won't do. In the Road Ahead Cafe, our roadies, I feel a responsibility to them. I feel a responsibility to our Humanity Rising class that Frank and I have formed, our inner circle, those people, and Peter and Frank. I feel a responsibility to them. I'm motivated by them. When they want to bring a new idea forth, or they want to put a new topic out for the shows or create something to help all of you, I'm very motivated by that. So there's an inner voice that says, Peter, Frank, yes, Rick, go do it. But mostly I'm driven to serve and to prove to all those people who believed in me and served me with their trust and support along the way. So I think that if you are looking for motivation today and you're asking yourself, how can I be motivated? Try serving others and watch what happens. Peter, final thoughts?
I would just say, not to forget, when you feel that the body sensation that you interpret as a lack of motivation, it's those are just the chemicals that are flushing through your body that are triggered by the way Dobby's thinking. And Rick and Frank have given you some great strategies today, and myself, that will help you overcome those things. But don't overlook a more pedestrian lack or cause for a lack of motivation. Ask yourself, maybe my brain's tired. Maybe Dobby just needs a break or a nap or a meditation or a snack or a meal or switching to something else for a second or talking to a friend. You don't always have to use these super, super techniques to motivate yourself. Sometimes it's just simply a temporary lack of physical or mental reserves to fill up the tank, if you like. And that's why we're here for you each week. You knew I was going to say this at the Road Ahead Cafe. Rick?
Great job, Peter. Frank, final thoughts?
Yes. Your inner motivation, your inner challenger, makes me wonder, why do people need role models or inspirers or influencers to get motivated, to feel motivated? I often wonder. Yeah, you have all the answers, as Peter and Rick said. You have just to open your inner can of ideas. The following sentence is your can opener, I hope. The sentence is as follows. And then I ask you just to write it down and write things that pop up in your mind immediately. Don't think about it. Don't judge. Just follow the stream of life, the flow. This is the sentence. Wouldn't it be great if I could dot, 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 and finish the sentence and feel inspiration and motivation. It helped me a lot to just write it down and work with the sentence. Wouldn't it be great if I could? Want to know more about how to increase your inspired motivation or to get the 6 points, as Rick, Peter said, done, or talk to your inner challenger? Contact us. Go to our website. It's all over the place right now. We have been repeating it over and over again. I'm not going to do it. No, you should know it by heart right now. But anyway, go to theroadaheadcafe.com. And as always, what you think about, you think about, you bring about. And have a wonderful day. And don't forget to subscribe to this. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff as always. So my final thoughts, who is your inner challenger? Who do you want to serve and support? Go find them and you'll find your motivation. I want to thank you all. This was our 52nd episode. Uh-oh. I said it would never last. And this is 52 weeks. So we appreciate each one of you. You have 52 chances now to go back and really find your inner challenger. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together again with you next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.